morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Yesterday, I spoke to Lichen, L-I-K-E-N, Lichen.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a customer number or whatever, confirmation number.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that I was should be getting an email. I still haven't received the email. If I give you the confirmation number, can you please arrange to send me the email?
We don't send emails, sir. That's why we give out the cancellation numbers verbally. We do not send out emails.
Oh, she's told me yesterday.
I don't know why she would tell you that. We do not.
Yeah.
That's why she said, let's give you a cancellation number verbally. We do not send out emails.
Okay, because there was a charge on my credit card statement, and
mm-hmm.
pertaining to that, that was canceled, and
mm-hmm.
she said she gave me a cancellation number.
Mm-hmm.
And can I give you to confirm the cancellation number? Is that okay?
Sure, that's fine. What is it?
C as in cancel.
Wait, hold on. That's
okay,
not one of ours. That's not one of ours. If I could just have your zip code, I could pull you up that way.
Oh, really? Then
yes.
Whose is this?
I'm not sure, but I can see if you have one with us, if you don't
okay.
mind. May I have your zip code?
Yeah, and your name again? What
Kim?
Is Kim.
Kim,
hey.
Yes.
Yes, Kim. My zip code is 06119.
06119?
That's correct.
May I have your first and last name?
R-A-J, first name. Last name is K-A-P-U-R.
Okay. Hold on one moment. Waiting on this computer.
Okay.
Okay, may I have your... Can you verify your shipping address? I can make sure I have
mailing,
the right account.
Yeah, mailing address, 81 Steel Road, S-T-E-E-L-E, Steel Road, West Hartford, Connecticut, 06119.
Okay. You're canceled? Yeah, she went ahead and canceled you.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, so your cancellation number is 920...
346-291?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You confirmed,
mm-hmm.
Kim. That's good. And it starts with the letter C? Or no, maybe
no,
I put it for myself.
She probably just for your sake. Yeah, for yourself. It's a
cancellation for myself,
number.
Yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but it is 920-346-291, right?
Yes, sir.
So that charge, 49.89.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it
because then I'll take that amount out of my statement, credit card statement, and send the rest of the payment to my credit card company.
Actually, she didn't give you a refund. She just canceled your account. It's just canceled. You did not get a refund.
I need a refund. I mean, what does a cancel mean? I mean, I need a refund.
When you
were
saying, cancellation is different than getting a refund. When you
cancel,
that's
just for... Yeah, I need a refund.
Okay,
I'm glad you told me I need a refund for that because I'm canceling. That was not done clearly,
that
was clicked. Yeah. Because you know, Kim, I'm sure you see it. Sometimes they send you emails, a little confusing email. You click one and you don't know what else is attached to that because you don't see it there. And then later on you say, oh, you clicked to this, so now you're responsible for this and this and this. Hey, wait a
That's
minute.
Why
I didn't
don't order
them.
Products online. I never
yeah.
order products online. And
I know.
As
I
for
know.
Those surveys, I don't do them. Anything that
yeah.
sounds too good to be true because I don't trust easily.
Exactly.
I
You're
don't.
Smart. You're very smart.
I
you,
don't.
You're the one who should be watching for every telling everybody. You are a smart woman.
Thank you.
So if you can please, Kim, issue the refund to me because
okay.
That's not right. You know, I tell you, it's partly my mistake, but then the way they advertise and the way they make you click is all not right. You know what I was thinking? They said shipping charge $7 only for some vacuum, and that's all. I said, okay, it's $7. That's all I clicked. You know?
I'm going to give you some information about this. Give me 2 seconds of your time.
Okay, yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
What this is, hold on 1 second. Okay, customers receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, you're offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstakes that offers various surprises, iPhone, Dyson vacuum, iPad, etc.
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
customers
yeah.
could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. In
oh,
the terms
man.
And conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells them that they'll be enrolled
yeah.
in a monthly subscription for the meal plan. And once you sign up for the meal plan, you'll receive an email with a link for the app. So the $49.89 is for the meal plan.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. Yeah. So can you please cancel and you should refund?
Oh, it's already canceled. I can offer you a 50% refund. That's 50% of your money back.
Only 50? Why not 100%?
I can offer a 75% refund, 75% of your money back.
No, I know. But I mean, I don't want to participate going forward, first of all. And secondly, why not 100% refund?
Okay. One moment.
Yeah, I need 100% refund because ever again, error and just a confusing kind of offer they make, you know, they don't make clear, they don't put everything at the same place, they spread it around here and that. So sometimes you don't see it, you know. So.
All right. You've been refunded. Please look for this refund of $49.89 put back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and it'll go to my credit card account?
Yes, sir. Yes,
man,
sir.
Man, Kim, you should be, you know, the watch person, the monitor on the, for these kind of, you know, emails which come and alert people.
Yeah.
You're good at that. You figured it out and you already say, hey, I don't care about these things. You know, these are too good to be true.
That's too good
right.
to be true because
yeah.
just like the sweepstakes that they used to have, the Publishers
yeah.
Clearinghouse,
yeah.
sound too good to be true when all that money for a lifetime for the rest of your life? No,
yeah.
baby.
No way.
No way.
I'm going to be watching on that. Thanks. I learned a lesson from you, good lesson from you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And thank you for your help and for the refund. And I'll check with my credit card company in about a week. I'm going to give them a week and check with them if they have received this refund into my account, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
You're
and
welcome.
I thank Lycan also, whatever she did yesterday also, both of you.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy your day.
Thank you, and you too. Take care.
Thank you, too. My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.